Imagine you could walk along any street and be given a running commentary in your ears about what's around you, the names of the roads, where prominent or useful buildings are, or parks and footpaths. Then imagine, as well as that, you have a sort of audio compass or pointer in your head navigating you to where you want to reach, telling you to go right or go left or straight ahead. Well, that in the main is what the Soundscape mobile phone app can do. It's still having more features added, but that's essentially where it's headed, as well as giving the user the same sort of information indoors as well as outside at some point in the future. It's been developed by Microsoft, who consulted with Guide Dogs about its practical use around UK streets and its testing. As it stands, Soundscape, which is free, can only be downloaded for use on an Apple iPhone. Now, the appeal of providing this type of detailed information for blind and partially sighted people is that it can make spontaneous choices about where to go and what to do possible, without being tied to a set route. To explain the device and how it works, we spoke to Mark Belcher from Henshaws, a Manchester and Liverpool-based charity supporting blind and partially sighted people across the north of England. Mark has been looking into this device as a tester, and he trains vision-impaired people in the app's use, so who better to talk to about how it can be used in the street environment? Mark first outlined how Soundscape works.
Well, essentially what it does, it kind of paints this audible picture. So a lot of people know where they are and then where they want to get to. So that in itself can be quite difficult. But then knowing what's in between A and B is pretty much impossible. So what Soundscape does, it gives the user a three-dimensional audible picture of the route and the destination. It's quite a difficult thing to explain, but once somebody actually starts using it and definitely puts headphones on, they will instantly get an understanding of how it will support them.
Now, when you say it paints a picture, does it literally tell you, a voice in your head, as it were, or coming through the headphones, the earpiece, where you are, which road you're on, and about the location around you, the buildings, etc.?
It absolutely does do that. So essentially, these things are called call-outs. So the call-out is literally it telling you the things you've told it you want to know. And you can filter these, so you can turn these on or off, so you're not bombarded with information. So it will tell you the road you're at. It will tell you, you know, east, north, east, south or west destination you're looking at. If it had a building to your left, it would name that, and it would name that in your left ear so you knew which direction it was and so forth. So it will absolutely tell you where you are and the things around you, and it will keep telling you that as you walk.
And getting to somewhere, now, first of all, obviously it has got a map in its electronic head, as it were. But if, say, you want to go to the post office, you know you're on the corner of Acacia Drive and Dryden Street, and you know that two or three roads down, probably on the left-hand side, is where the post office is. First of all, how does it know exactly where you're headed? And secondly, how does it get you there?
Okay, so the destinations are called beacons. So a beacon could be a place like Tesco's, or it could be a park or a playground or a bank or a pub or a restaurant. So within the phone and the memory, you can choose your destination. So essentially, by going through the application, you pick the destination. Then once the destination is set, it will give you a beat. It's a really nice kind of drum beat, and that is essentially played to you constantly. And it also tells you the distance. So if that is half a mile from me, it will tell me it's half a mile from me. And if it's as the crow flies to my left, it will be in my left ear. If it's literally directly in front of me, but still a mile away, I will actually get a different tone, and I call that like a sonar bleep. And the sonar bleep, once you get that, tells you you are absolutely facing that destination, and then it will give you the distance.
Well, I tell you what, Mark, let's have a listen to those sounds. First of all, the beating drum, as you said, this is the sort of constant sound that guides you left and right towards your destination. Well, those are the beats that just keep telling you how your journey is progressing. And you talked about sonar beeps that tell you when you're really kind of on the money, on the target, as it were. This is what they sound like. And coming back to these beacons, what makes a building or a feature in the surrounding area that someone's walking through recognised as a beacon by the mobile phone app?
Currently, the beacons that we can use within Soundscape are features, buildings and roads, parks, steps. The beacons currently give us wayfinding points for an external environment. The beacons that Soundscape are using now are not in there as a physical sense. They're GPS coordinates that have been inputted. So the current beacons that are being used now are just a coordinate that's most likely already in the public domain. The beacons, the Bluetooth beacons, are the things that will be inside a building. So they could be hospitals, they could be hotels, or even shopping aisles in a supermarket.
So it could actually be something as detailed as that, literally one aisle in a supermarket compared with the next door aisle. It could be as accurate as that.
It could be, if that's what the developers want that to be. So you can imagine people struggle to get around A to B in Tesco's. Well, with these little beacons, you could know where the tins of beans are, or the tomatoes, or those vegetables.
For someone who may be getting used to their smart mobile phone and having apps on their phone, is it a process that takes a lot of getting used to, from your experience?
The thing is, everyone's different. It's not even an age thing. It's just really about how people handle technology and what mobility skills they've already got. So some people instantly get it. Some people instantly get it and don't like it. There's no kind of rhyme or reason in most of the training we do, because it's really about, you know, the skills, the experience and the determination of the user. But this particular app, as with some of the other apps that Microsoft are creating, they're the easier. They're really simple stuff. And more importantly, they're free. You know, they're absolutely free of charge.
And finally, talking about the kind of safety aspect of it, this is in no way a primary mobility aid, is it? It has to be used in conjunction with your guide dog or long cane. You emphasise that point very strongly, don't you?
Yes. There's people with low and there's people with no vision. So either of those candidates really just need to use this as a complementary tool. So what this isn't, and it's really important to say this isn't a replacement of skills that people will have, like cane skills and guide dog usage. This is to complement those kind of skills. We strongly adhere to using bone conducting headphones. Traditional headphones encapsulate your hearing. We don't recommend that because everyone needs all the wits about them. So bone conducting headphones are pretty much a good way to go if you're going to use this device a lot, really. That's what we say.
Now, as mentioned, the Soundscape smart mobile phone app is free of charge and can be installed on any iPhone, but only an iPhone, by downloading it from the Apple App Store. And Henshaw's has published a video featuring Mark Belcher, who was talking to us there, and this video gives more information about the Soundscape app and its uses. And although it's a video, you can get all the necessary information just by listening. And it's part of their online Knowledge Village, and that can be found at www.henshaws, spelled H-E-N-S-H-A-W-S, .org.uk/what-we-offer/knowledge-hub.